Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to everyone's favorite game show, Battle of the Podcast All-Stars.
On tonight's episode, we welcome Chris Sinzak from the Decibel Geek Podcast, Matt Porter from the Kiss Room and the Podcast, and we welcome BJ Cram from the Rock and Oral Podcast and the Cheap Talk Podcast. I'm your announcer, Ken Pardo. Now please welcome our host, Eric Miller.
All right, welcome to Battle of the Podcast All-Stars. Thanks for that incredible intro. Those are the most applause I've ever gotten, so thank you for that. We have three incredible players today, which we'll introduce in a bit. But before we get started, I guess the first thing would be to thank Mr. BJ Kahuna or BJ Cramp or Brian Cramp or whatever you want to call him for coming up with this idea. He suggested it, I guess, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago and has put a lot of work into coordinating, herding these cats, if you will. So thank you, Brian, for the suggestion, or BJ. I'm going to call you Brian from now on. I apologize.
Sure, so, whatever.
So thanks, BJ, for the suggestion. So before we get started, I wanted to explain the rules just slightly. We're kind of playing by normal Jeopardy rules to a degree with a few alterations based on how we're playing. So we're going to play two game boards and one final Jeopardy question for each round. We don't have a double Jeopardy per se because I was just too lazy to make a second template for gameplay. So we're playing with the same dollar values for the second round. To buzz in, gentlemen, we have the Google Hangouts open and there's a chat window. So to buzz in, just type the word me into the chat window and wait for me to call on you, basically, to provide your answer. Remember, when you do answer incorrectly, you do lose points. So buzzing in and answering incorrectly will still cost you some points. The reason I figured we would have everybody type in the word me is because, you know, it's equal. Please, like Jeopardy, phrase your answers in the form of a question. So for instance, if the answer was most annoying pop star, you would buzz in by typing in me, and then you would say, then I will call on you, and you would say, who is Adam Levine? For instance, there are two audio daily double rounds on each board. You can wager a maximum of the highest clue on that board, which is 700 on all boards, or as much as you've accumulated in that particular game. So up to your total. Ken, or our scorekeeper, which is Ken Mills in this game, will give you your total before you can place your wager. When we get to Final Jeopardy, we're going to continue using the Google Hangouts chat, and you can send me your wagers and answers privately. So having said all that, I guess, shall we get underway? So introducing our players for today, this first game in Battle of the Podcast All-Stars. First up, this is Matt Porter. Matt once defeated Abdul the Butcher and Bruiser Brody in a three-way dance, but more importantly, he hosts the Kiss Room. Matt, tell us about the Kiss Room.
The Kiss Room broadcasts live once per month on MacoRadio.com. We're coming up on September 11th is our next live show. And then, of course, their podcast via the Podkiss Network. All Kiss all the time. And hopefully, I don't know much more about anything than Kiss, so this game might be really interesting.
I'm sure you'll do great. Also, we have, this is Chris Sinzak. Chris once told James Hetfield that something else mattered. But more importantly, he co-hosts the Decibel Geek podcast. Chris, tell us about Decibel Geek.
Thanks for having me. Now, Decibel Geek podcast is a rock and metal music discussion podcast that comes out every Wednesday. We just changed our release day. So been around since 2011 and do a lot of Kiss related stuff like Matt, but also do other bands too. But I'm not going to rely on my source material, which is usually Wikipedia. I'm just going to wing it today.
Welcome. Good. And finally, our third player for today is Mr. BJ Kahuna. BJ once killed a grizzly bear with a melon baller. But more importantly, he co-hosts, or hosts, I should say, Rock and or Roll podcast. BJ, tell us about Rock and or Roll.
It's the podcast you're listening to right now, I guess.
Wow, thank you. So after a lot of coordination and technical issues, are y'all ready to get underway?
Hell yeah. I'm very excited to see the first board.
All right, let's do this.
Whoa. Well,
so to determine who goes first on this particular game, we're going to do closest without going over. So I'm going to ask a question and give me a number. Whoever's the closest without going over will get initial control of the board. So the question is, the total number of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees to date. That doesn't mean a total number of people. That means a total number of acts. So, Matt, your guess?
100.
100. Chris, your guess?
75.
75. And BJ, your guess?
101.
100. Oh, what a dick.
right.
The correct number is 312, so BJ... Wow. Takes it because he's a dick. So the categories for this first round: opening lines, grunge, Kiss licensing, MJ, Michael Jackson, arena rock, and people songs. People being in quotes, meaning people appears in the title of each of the songs. So BJ, your first choice.
Arena rock for 700.
Okay, arena rock for 700. This band briefly included Jimmy Crespo and Rick Dufay. BJ.
What is Aerosmith?
Correct.
Arena Rock for 600.
So this is the Audio Daily Double. Your total, I guess, is 600, Ken, right? Or 700. So you can wager up to 700.
Oh, I got a wager.
What would you like to wager?
Screw it, 700. So do I have to say the band, or?
Yeah, just like.
What is Foreigner?
What's okay? You can give us the song, maybe.
That Was Yesterday. What is That Was Yesterday by Foreigner?
Correct.
Wow.
So back to the board. All right, BJ.
Next
category.
Arena Rock for 500.
Queen's final tour of the United States would be for this 1982 album. BJ.
What is The Works?
No. Chris.
What is Hot Space?
That's correct. So Chris, next category.
Let's do Kiss licensing for 200.
Manufacturer of the 1978 Kiss dolls. Matt.
Mego.
Correct. Matt.
Let's take Kiss licensing for 300.
In 1977, Kiss made its comic debut in issue number 12 of this Marvel comic. Chris.
What is Howard the Duck?
Correct.
Kiss licensing 400.
Murdered guitarist famously buried in a Kiss casket. BJ.
Who is Dimebag Darrell?
Correct.
Abbott.
BJ. Next category.
Arena Rock 400.
They reached number one on the U.S. Billboard album charts with 1980s High Infidelity. BJ.
What is REO Speedwagon?
Correct. So, BJ, next category.
Arena Rock 300.
The total number of Journey lead singers. Matt.
Three. What is three?
No. Chris.
What is four?
No.
Oh,
BJ, want to take a stab?
There's more than four?
The correct answer was seven.
What?
Really?
Yep. So since BJ was the one who got the last question correct, BJ, next category?
Grunge for 400.
Well.
Starting with 1991's Bad Motorfinger, Soundgarden's bass player, BJ.
God damn it. Who is Ben Oh.
Nope. Sorry. Doot, doot.
His last name's not.
Chris.
You make me.
Who is Ben Shepherd?
Correct. Chris, next category.
Let's do grunge for 500.
This Seattle-based record label was formed in 1986 by Bruce Pavitt and Jonathan Poneman. BJ.
What is Sub Pop?
Correct. BJ, next category.
Grunge for 600.
Nirvana's original drummer.
Shit.
BJ.
Why did I do that? Original. Damn it. Who is Chad Channing? That's wrong, though, right?
Correct.
That's correct?
Correct.
Oh.
Correct.
Really? Are you sure? Sure? There was no one before him? Man.
Listen to BJ. No, I'm wrong. I'm telling you.
I thought it was. Grunge 700.
Grunge for 700. Producer on Alice in Chains' Facelift, Sap, and Dirt. BJ.
Who is Dave Jordan?
Correct.
Opening lines for 500.
You can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man. Chris.
What is Staying Alive by the Bee Gees?
That's correct. Opening lines for 600. Please allow me to introduce myself. Matt.
Sympathy for the Devil, Rolling Stones.
Correct.
Oh, I knew that one.
He didn't phrase it as a question, though. So,
good Lord.
Next category, Matt.
Let's go back to Kiss Licensing for 500.
Kiss Licensing 500. Maker of the 1978 Kiss pinball machine, Matt.
Bally.
Correct.
Let's do Kiss Licensing for 600.
The two Kiss albums released in Chewbops form. Chris.
What is Unmasked and Music from the Elder?
No. Matt.
What is Unmasked and what is Dynasty?
Correct.
So let's close out Kiss Licensing.
Kiss Licensing for 700. Kiss Your Face makeup is from blank. Chris.
What is Remco?
Oh.
Correct. Chris, next category.
Let's do Arena Rock for 200.
Arena Rock for 200. Brothers and founding members of Styx. Nobody? Bueller?
I can't remember.
It was Chuck and John Panazzo.
Right.
Chris, next category.
Grunge for 300.
Grunge for 300. Shortened to WMA on Pearl Jam's Verses. Okay, it was White Male American. Chris, next category.
Grunge for 200.
Grunge for 200. This band's Nearly Lost You was featured in the film Singles. BJ.
Who are Screaming Trees?
Correct. Next category, BJ.
People Songs for 200.
People Songs for 200. Composed of two parts, it kicks off side two of 1971's The Yes album. Nobody? Correct answer is I've Seen All Good People.
Oh, shit.
Why I just was worried I was going to get the title wrong.
PJ, next category.
People Songs 300.
Spinal Tap's first hit from July 1967. Chris.
What is The Flower People?
We'll accept that. It's Listen to the Flower People.
Thank you.
Chris, next category.
People Songs 400.
Reaching number 13, it's Depeche Mode's highest charting single in the U.S. Chris.
What is People Are People?
Correct.
People Songs 500.
Gordon Lightfoot's number one easy listening hit from 1975. Nobody. It is What is Rainy Day People? Chris.
Let's do MJ for 400.
MJ for 400. Play the guitar solo on MJ's Give It to Me. Give In to Me. The answer is Who is Slash?
I was going to say that seemed too obvious.
Chris, next category?
MJ 500.
Well, what's your wager?
1,000.
You must fight. Who's laughing, baby? Don't you fool?
Okay.
What is Leave Me Alone?
Correct.
And now, Eric, a word from our sponsors. Do you always get chocolate stains on your pants? Guess who just got fat today? Is the bulge back in town? Well, break out of your gym of extra pounds with the new Thin Lizzy diet pills. Get thin with Thin Lizzy. And if that chick don't want to know, forget her.
Caution, Thin Lizzy diet pills may actually cause weight gain.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Next category, Chris.
Let's do opening lines 400.
Opening lines 400. Johnny's in the basement mixing up the medicine. BJ.
What is Subterranean Homesick Blues?
Correct. Next category. BJ.
People Song 600.
People Song 600. This John Lennon single from 1971 would reach number 11 and later appear on Shaved Fish. BJ.
What is Power to the People?
Correct.
Wow.
Next category.
People Songs for 700.
Echo and the Bunny Band would cover this song on the 1987 Lost Boys soundtrack. BJ.
What is People Are Strange?
Correct.
Wow.
I didn't think anybody would get that one. Very nice. BJ, next category.
Opening lines for 700.
As they pulled you out of the oxygen tent, you asked for the latest party. No one? The correct answer is Diamond Dogs, David Bowie.
Oh.
BJ?
Opening lines for 300.
Rising up straight to the top. Matt.
I have the. What is Eye of the Tiger by Survivor?
Correct. Matt, next category.
Let's take opening lines for 200.
I am the Antichrist. I am the anarchist. Matt.
What is Anarchy in the UK by the Sex Pistols?
Correct. Matt, next category.
Wow, let's take Michael Jackson for 200.
Play the guitar solo and MJ's Beat It. Chris.
Who is Eddie Van Halen?
Correct.
MJ for 300.
Played the guitar solo on MJ's Dirty Diana. Chris?
Who is Steve Stevens?
Correct.
Let's do MJ for 600.
MJ originally recorded State of Shock, Bless You, as a duet with this singer. Chris.
Who is Mick Jagger?
No.
Oh.
Sorry. No. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's not what your mother said, Trebek.
Anybody else? The correct answer is, who is Freddie Mercury? Originally recorded before the Mick Jagger version. And then last category, we have MJ for 700. MJ's first number one hit as a solo artist. You guys will kick yourselves when you hear it. Okay. Nobody. What is Ben?
Ben. Really? I never would have said that in a million years. That was a number one hit?
That was. So in closing, I guess the scores as we stand now. Ken, do you want to share the scores?
Coming in third place is Matt Porter with $2,300.
Wow.
Chris Zinzak at $2,600. And BJ Cramp at $5,400.
Excellent. Good job, guys.
Congratulations, losers. You know this much.
Very nice. Y'all ready for round two?
Yes. For this next category, I'm going to be known as Turd Ferguson, and I'm going to be wearing that big hat.
That's not a funny name.
It's funny.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
So, round two. The categories for this round, solo debuts. So we'll give you the title of the album. You tell me the artist. Bruce Kulick, Beatles songs, bands in films, Guitar Gods, and Weird Al. Weird Al will give you the song title. You give me the original song that he's parodying. Mm-hmm. BJ has control of the board as he's in lead. BJ, first category?
Solo debuts for 200.
Pictures at 11. BJ.
Who is Robert Plant?
Correct.
Solo debuts for 300.
Ready or Not? BJ.
Who is Lou Gramm?
Correct.
Solo debuts for 400.
When You're a Boy. BJ.
Who is Susanna Hoffs?
Correct.
Solo debuts for 500.
Tattooed Millionaire. BJ.
Who is Bruce Dickinson?
Correct.
Solo debuts for 600.
Angel Clare. Nobody? Okay. It's who is Art Garfunkel?
Was that an anagram of something?
I don't know.
I bet that's an anagram of Garfunkel. Maybe. Solo debuts for 700.
The Big Heat. Okay. Nobody? That was who is Stan Ridgway?
All righty.
That should have been the 700 question. Okay.
They do
next
get
question, who is Stan Ridgway?
Yeah, exactly.
They do get progressively harder.
So. Yeah. Who is Stan Ridgway? I can't remember.
Wall of Voodoo.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, that's an obscure one for a solo album. Weird Al for 200.
Weird Al for 200. The Brady Bunch. Chris.
Damn it. I'm totally drawing a blank. I thought I knew it.
BJ.
What is the Safety Dance?
Correct. BJ, next category.
Weird Al for 300.
Yoda. BJ.
What is Lola by the Kinks?
Correct.
Weird Al for 400.
This song's just 6 words long. BJ.
What is I've Got My Mind Set on You?
Correct.
man.
DJ, next category.
Weird Al for 500.
Word crimes. BJ.
What is blurred lines?
Correct.
Why is my brain not working on these?
Weird Al for 600.
Taco Grande. BJ.
What is Rico Suave?
Nice.
Weird Al for 700.
The Saga Begins. BJ.
What is American Pie?
Correct. BJ sweeps the Weird Al category.
10 innings.
I just saw Weird Al live like last month. I love him. Bands in films for 200.
Bridesmaids. Chris.
Who are Wilson Phillips?
Correct.
Let's do bands in films for 300.
I Love You, Man. Nobody is. Who is Rush?
Really?
Rush.
Chris, next category.
Bands and films 400.
Wayne's World 2. Matt.
Who is Aerosmith?
Correct. Next category, Matt.
Let's take bands and films for 500.
It's Pat.
Anybody see that?
I'm very interested to hear the answer to this one.
Nobody? Okay. The answer is Ween. Who is Ween?
Really? Wow.
Yep. Matt, next category.
Let's do Bruce Kulick for 200.
No way.
Bruce's older brother, Chris.
It was Bob Kulick.
Correct.
Chris. Bruce Kulick, 300.
The band Bruce formed with Michael Bolton. Chris.
It was Blackjack.
Come on, I can't.
Correct.
Let's go back to bands and films, 600.
Back to the Future 3. Matt.
Who is ZZ Top?
Correct.
Wow.
Good one.
Matt, next category?
Let's finish that category.
Bands and films for 700. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Nobody. The answer is Morris Day and the Time. Or as Ken Mill says, Morris Day and the motherfucking Time. All right. So I think Matt, next category.
Let's take Bruce Kulick for 400.
Bruce's first tour with Kiss, Matt.
Would be the Asylum Tour.
No.
Are we going to say Animalized?
BJ.
Fucking.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't buzz in again.
Okay.
That was from the last time. Well, I mean, I could answer it, but Matt just said. So, I mean, is that a technicality, Matt? Is that what you're...
I think that's a technicality.
I think that was Bruce's first tour with Kiss. I think that's a fact.
I understand what Matt's saying, though, since it was he was supposedly the sub for, you know, blah, blah, blah. We all know.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Oh,
are you ready?
Oh, the Podfathers.
Judge, okay. It was Bruce Kulick's first official tour as a member of Kiss, right. Was Asylum from the beginning on. He joined the Animalize tour as a not a full member, but a replacement for a time. So what do we do? What's the ruling on this?
Well, the answer is Animalize.
Yeah, well, you know, what, Mark St. John played part of two shows. Correct. Or something. So
what do we do?
But I see the argument. I completely see both sides of this.
I do.
And he wasn't wearing anybody else's makeup or any. Come on.
Eric, BJ, and I will get a three-way vote. Ready? That way it can't be a tie. I vote that we give it to Matt as a first. The ruling on my point is that he was fully a member of KISS at that point. On the
okay.
Eric, your vote.
The question doesn't say Bruce's first tour as a member of KISS. It says Bruce's first tour with KISS, which is Animalize.
Okay, Animalize. All right. BJ, your vote.
I don't mind giving it. I don't mind giving it to him.
Take the points. You're going to win anyway. I'm not coming back. So,
well, I mean, I see the, I see the argument.
It's a battle for second place with me and Matt at this point.
The question is, did Blackjack ever tour with Kiss? Because
I'm just trying to stay out of the cellar.
Then you could say,
all right. So then we will rule that.
Give it to BJ.
No, I didn't answer it. No, I don't want the points. I don't mind giving it to Matt because I see the argument saying that.
I see the argument.
Does this ever happen on Jeopardy? That's not right.
No, this. Right. I love that we're arguing about
the green makeup didn't touch the.
So we'll give Matt the 400.
Yeah.
And we'll just pretend that Asylum was actually the first tour that Bruce ever did with Kiss.
Well, you could say it because you know every Kiss fan's going to argue with it then.
Wait a second. Why don't we do this? Yes, well, why don't you just answer it, animalize, and we'll.
Bruce's first tour with Kiss.
No, I want to quit the whole argument in the episode. It's hilarious.
Okay.
I love when the judge came in.
Oh, Matt, next category.
Let's take Bruce Kulick for 500.
Bruce played guitar on this 1980 Billy Squier record. Chris.
What is Tale of the Tape?
Correct. Next category, Chris.
Bruce Kulick, 600.
1998, Bruce formed this band with John Corabi. Matt.
What is Union?
Correct. Matt, next category.
Let's close out Bruce Kulick for 700. Nice.
So I have this as an audio daily double. Matt, would you like to wager? You can wager up to 3,600.
Let's just do 600. I should have bet everything. What is Reason to Live by Kiss?
Correct.
You should have bet everything. You were right.
You know what? I thought he was going to pull out something like off Transformer or, you know, like
Good Rats,
Audio Dog, or maybe the middle of like an instrumental.
No, yeah, you were right to be cautious there.
I mean, that 700 point, we don't even know who the guy was on the other one. I'm thinking, you know.
Right. And by the way, he did not play that song on the Animalize or Asylum tour. For the record. Matt, next category.
Let's take Guitar Gods for 200.
This already established guitarist joined Megadeth for 1990's Rust and Peace and stuck around through 1999's Risk. BJ.
Who is Marty Friedman?
Correct.
Former guest on Rock and or Roll.
Nice.
Guitar Gods for 300.
This guitarist released his first solo record in 1972 and has played with Joni Mitchell, Miles Davis, George Harrison, and even Kiss. BJ.
Who is Rick Derringer?
No.
Damn, why did I do that?
No. Oh, I'm sorry, BJ. Ouch. Loser. Anybody else?
I don't know.
I'm drunk. Who is
Robin Ford?
Oh.
He had an album in 1972.
Wow.
BJ, next category?
Beatles songs for 200.
The only George Harrison song to be performed live by the Beatles. Chris.
What is Here Comes the Sun?
No. Damn. No. Ah, BJ.
What is I Me Mine?
No.
Why did I do that? Don't guess. That's my new rule.
Okay. The correct answer is If I Needed Someone. BJ, next
category.
So
even on that rooftop thing, they didn't do...
Nope.
Wow. No. Beatles songs for 300.
The first Beatles song to hit number one in the U.S. Chris.
What is Please Please Me?
No.
Killing myself.
I'm not guessing anymore.
Oh, you have to worry.
The correct answer is Love Me Do. Love Me Do. BJ.
Beatles songs for 400.
The weekday, Mr. K performs his feat at Bishopsgate.
Ken is screaming at the computer right now.
I'll try.
Chris.
What is for the benefit of Mr. Kite?
Be more specific. The question is, what is the weekday?
Oh, the week. Oh, I thought you were wanting the song title.
That's the correct song.
Oh, shit. Saturday?
Saturday, correct.
Oh, there you go.
But now, here's a word from our sponsor.
Oh no, are you tired, fatigued, lackadaisical, drowsy, run down, plum tuckered out, like a lizard on a window pane? Well, Mother Superior jumped the gun with this new Oyoko Energy Drinks. Oyoko Energy Drinks. You'll go from sounding like this,
Nixon and Chairman Mao,
to this. Oyoko Energy Drinks. Just $9.99.
Chris, next category.
Let's do Guitar Gods for 500.
Guitar Gods 500. This 20-plus Grammy-winning guitarist made his recorded debut on 1974's Yaco, along with Yaco Pastorius.
The guy with no legs?
No.
No. Yes, but I'm not going to.
Who is Pat Metheny?
I'm glad I didn't.
Chris, next.
Guitar Gods for 400.
This jazz guitarist of the 40s and 50s played with only his index and middle fingers on his left hand following an accident that cost him use of his fourth and fifth fingers.
I'll try.
Chris.
Who is Wes Montgomery?
No. Good guess, though. Thanks. Anybody else? Who is Django Reinhardt?
I would have said that, but I have a no guessing rule.
Chris, next category.
Guitar Gods for 600. Oh, damn.
I have another Audio Daily Double. What would you like to wager? You can wager up to 3,500.
Let's do 1,000.
All right, for 1,000, can you name this?
If I don't get it.
Can you name this song?
Oh, yeah. What is Summer Song by Joe Satriani?
Correct.
Good one.
Well done.
I would have said Gary Hoey.
That sounds like it, doesn't it?
Chris, next category.
Let's finish off Guitar Gods.
Guitar Gods for 700. This Guitar God's other interests include stereo photography, astrophysics, and saving badgers.
What? Very good. I ain't touching that one.
Nobody? Who is Brian May? Brian May.
All right.
This guitar god unleashed the fury.
Chris, next category.
Beatles Songs 500.
Beatles Songs 500. The last Beatles song to hit number one in the U.S. You guys are not Beatles fans, huh?
I don't know chart.
I just don't want to guess. I'm not sure.
The correct answer is...
Wait, can I guess?
Wine.
Ah!
Making up the room at 4,200.
The Kiss Room, that is.
The Kiss Room. Great show, by the way. Chris Sinzak and his geekery, Decibel Geekery, is at 4,500. And BJ Cramp is at 8,000. If he wins this game, there'll be no living with him. Back to you, Eric.
That sounds more like Ted Knight than.
I love it. That's awesome.
Piss off, Chris. I don't come to where you work and slap the dick out of your mouth.
Will you say you'll get nothing and like it?
You'll get nothing like it.
See, I rest my case.
You.
Nice. So I'm going to, just real quick, I'm going to stop presenting until I pull up the final Jeopardy question. Hold on 1 second.
What was the instructions on how to do the...
Yeah, right. So do a forward slash and TO with no space, and then just write Eric Miller with spaces. A space after two and Eric Miller.
And with space.
And so now whatever you type after that should only go to Eric.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something like that, minus the quotes.
Yeah, that minus the quotes.
It doesn't have to be capitalized on the
It doesn't have to be capitalized, no.
So just to verify, you guys cannot see my screen at the moment, right?
Right, I just see your face.
We see your smiling face.
So we're going to, I'm going to pull up the Final Jeopardy category. First you'll see the category, you'll send me your wagers in a private message. Then you'll see the question, and then you'll send me your answers in a private message. Make sense?
Yep.
All right, cool. Now I'm going to share my screen again somehow. So for our Final Jeopardy rounds, our Final Jeopardy category, can everyone see my screen? Our Final Jeopardy category is Gene Simmons asshole. Gene Simmons asshole.
I'm still going to lose this game.
So please place your wagers in a private message to me. Matt, you have 4,200 to wager. Chris, 4,500. BJ, 8,000. Please place your wagers now. The Final Jeopardy question is... These two members of KISS make guest appearances on Gene Simmons' 2004 solo album, Asshole. Please private message me your answers. Answers in. So I have Matt. Okay, great. So that music, by the way, was recorded by Mr. Ryan McKay and did a fantastic job. So let's hear it for Ryan, actually. So going around the board, first up we have Matt, who was in third place with 4,200. Matt, your answer was...
Who are Paul Stanley and Eric Singer?
Ah, no, I'm sorry. And what did you wager?
I wagered it all.
4,200. So that brings Matt to a zero. Second place, we had Chris with 4,500. Chris, what's your answer?
I guessed what is Paul Stanley and Bruce Kulick.
No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
I wagered it all.
4,500. That brings Chris to zero.
Oh, I so thought I was going to lose on that.
BJ, man. your total is 8,000, and your answer?
Same as Matt. Complete guess. Paul Stanley is, and Eric Singer.
That is incorrect.
What are they saying is the answer?
The correct answer is Eric Singer and Bruce Kulick.
Wait a minute. Paul's vocals are on Sweet and Dirty Love. In the background. Absolutely. Hmm.
There's controversy on that because I know in interviews Gina said that it's him doing it, but I don't know.
Is he actually credited on the album though?
Paul is not credited on the album.
Okay. So
there we go.
Plus and... I had the same answer as Matt, so even if he got it right, I still won.
I mean, you're still gonna win. But I at least want to get the KISS questions right.
And BJ,
I was 100% sure you guys were going to beat me on that, that you guys would know and I wouldn't, because I didn't have a clue. Who would ever listen to that album? Or
see, I love that album. That's Paul Stanley. That's bullshit. I call bullshit.
And BJ, that album's garbage. I won.
You wagered 1,100, which brings your final total to 6,900, right?
69. That was the plan.
Congratulations, BJ, on winning the very first game of Battle of the Podcast All-Stars Jeopardy.
God. No surprise to anyone. BJ wins.
It was a surprise to me. I thought for sure that they were going to get me on that.
Well, they, you know.
Matt and I lost by protest, I think.
Gentlemen, at least you have your dignity. BJ's still stuck here.
That's definitely Paul on those background vocals.
I think so, too. It was demoed for Psycho Circus.
Right.
Ken, you want to tell BJ what he's won?
Sponge's greatest hits, BJ. It's yours, finally.
It's a 45.
That's harsh, man.
You also get the free internet download if you turn in your code now.
So thank you guys all for playing. Chris, just one more plug for your show. Where can we find you, Decibel Geek?
Just go to decibelgeek.com and got articles every day and a new show every Wednesday.
Excellent. And Matt, The Kiss Room?
Go to thekissroom.com where we will be arguing about which was Bruce's first tour and whether that's Paul Stanley on his background vocals.
Well, luckily, even if it was Paul Stanley, it wouldn't change the outcome of the game because we had the exact same answer. So
that's true.
There's still not
well, but I have
too much controversy. I'm just glad I plugged in those names, pulled them out of my ass for no reason.
And BJ, where can we find you?
On the podcast you're listening to right now, Rock and or Roll.
Excellent. Thank you guys for playing. Thanks, Ken Mills, for scorekeeping and helping to direct traffic.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you, Matt. And
thanks, guys.
Yeah. Until next time, I'm Eric Trebek.
Until next time, world, keep on listening to those podcasts. I'm your announcer, Ken Pardo, for Battle of the Podcast All-Stars.
Thank God that's over. Hey, could you do me a favor and look at this? Let me pull down my zipper. Does this look infected to you?
Yeah.
Well, at first it swelled up and I was happy, but then started to hurt.
Yeah.
Guess it's time to call old Dr. Feelgood, if you know what I mean.
I'll take Debbie Does Dallas for 500.
Yeah, baby.
Battle of the Podcast All Stars. Oh, yeah. They're battling.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.